San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, March 13, 2022. Today's lesson is A Spoonful of Humor with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. So good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome, awesome day. The weather is beautiful. Our music is fabulous. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. So, thank you for being here and for being fully present, for being one with all. And so I would like to, again, anchor ourselves in that one truth, that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, in which we live and move and have our being. This living spirit is one, it is indivisible, it is absolute, and it is the self-existent cause. Now for 2022, we have our annual theme of Living Everyday Wonder, and we are certainly doing that today, right here in the wonder of nature and the seagulls. For March, our theme is play, and we talked last week about what is play. What is play? And Martin Buber tells us, play is the exaltation of the possible. Everything is possible, and we get to play with the universe. We get to play with all that is. Today's lesson is A Spoonful of Humor. And of course, as the opening song, I had to play A Spoonful of Sugar. Not only because I love it and it's related, but the words are related too. It talks about whatever you have to do, if you give it a dose of laughter or joy or happiness, then whatever you are doing takes on a lighter dimension. Takes on a lighter dimension. And if we're going to take a spoonful of humor, so to speak, shouldn't we know what that is? I mean, that would be nice, right? Humor is the quality of being amusing or comic, especially as expressed in literature or speech. Comic being causing or meant to cause laughter. So we want to know what makes us laugh and how can we use that in our everyday lives to lighten things up. You know, laughter is contagious. There's this thing called yoga laughter or laughter yoga, where people get together and they just laugh and laugh and laugh. And that will work because laughter is contagious. However, keep in mind, yawning is contagious too. Wink, wink. If you look at your icon for today on your program insert, you see a knife, a spoon, and a fork. And what you also see there as words are a pun. A pun is a joke exploiting either different possible meanings of words or words that sound alike but have different meanings, right? So, what's punny about the knife saying, "Have a knife day," or the spoon saying, "See you spoon," and there's that pointy-headed fork saying, "Fork off already." But that's punning. That's fun with words. And I see some of you laughed. Laughter reveals your wholeness. Laughter reveals your wholeness. And it's good for us to have a healthy sense of humor. When we have something challenging or an undesirable situation, it helps if we look at it lightly. If we look at it in a biblical sense, this too shall pass. Maybe like a kidney stone, but it shall pass. I've noticed for several years, I don't even watch comedians anymore because I've found out, to me, comedians are no longer funny. And I wondered, why is it that they are no longer funny? I think they aren't funny anymore because they have the wrong attitude. They're angry. They victimize everyone and everything. When was the last time you heard a comedian that didn't disparage something or someone and call it a joke? There is a certain bitterness when you have There's bitterness in the comic, and when you have to be a part of the joke to understand the joke, it's not really a joke. Professional comedians use sarcasm, they use self-deprecation, and they use inside jokes. So what's wrong with sarcasm? Sarcasm is to mock or to show contempt. You always have to have judgment and a victim in sarcasm. Self-deprecation, oh my goodness, no, just no self-deprecation in the science of mind. Because who are you saying is less than? God, spirit. Who is, it's impossible for God to be less than. So when you're self-deprecating, you're denying the glory, the power, the honor that God is. Our thoughts create our feelings and our reactions. And so I guess the reason I don't find professional comedians funny anymore is because I'm not comfortable with what must be their deep-seated energy and thoughts. We should always remember Reverend John's 11th commandment, thou shalt lighten up. And let our thoughts, let us remember to remember that thoughts become things. So we want lighter thoughts. We want pleasing thoughts. We want happy, joyful thoughts. One thing we know for sure is God has a sense of humor. Totally, God has a sense of humor. And you know, a lot of different religious groups call God, God the Father. Or we say Father God. In Science of Mind, we say Mother, Father, God. So you want to know how we can be sure that God has a sense of humor? Dad jokes. Dad jokes. And here's a good one. What did the buffalo say when he left home? What? Bye, son. What did one traffic light say to the other? Stop looking, I'm changing. These are dad jokes. Things that are They stimulate the mind. They play on words, different meanings of words, words that sound alike. And they cause us to laugh. They cause us to feel humor. And why would that be? Because we know that God has a sense of humor, therefore we have a sense of humor. Divine Science Federation International had something written yesterday that I printed out that I want to share with you. Melinda E. Kramer says, "The discovery of ourselves as we are in God and the expression of that self is the object of daily living. Every day we are living the wonders of the divine, seeing the world, the creation, and expressing as that God nature that is within us." Dr. Marita Wiggins' work says, "This discovery of God within, discovery of ourselves as we are in God and the expression of that self is the object of daily living." She writes, "What an energizing thought. Each day that we generate expectation of discovering ourselves as we are in God can be an experience that reveals more and more of our spiritual strengths. The truth of our divine dimension shines a love light into the dark spaces in our lives. It can transform the ho-hum ordinary events of life into reasons for gratitude and opportunities for seeing anew. All the happy times will become occasions to marvel at God's good, God's gifts, God's love. To realize that we are God individualized is a truth that fills us with wonder." Wonder. We're living every day wonder. She goes on to write, "Every day presents an opportunity to realize that each one of us is unique, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Each one is God's gift to life. God has given all of us singular strengths and talents, different roles that are absolutely indispensable to God's plan. Right where we are. This group of us right here, right now, are indispensable to God's plan." And we could say, "Wow, really? Us being right here, somehow that, you know, the whole universal plan of love and life and everything needs us right here, right now?" Yeah. Yeah, it does. What did the evil chicken lay? Deviled eggs. So in case there's any evil chickens running around here, we need to be right here, right now. Laughter reveals our wholeness because it is a part of us that is very natural. Joy and love are our natural, normal states. And laughter is a powerful tool for bringing people together. Did you know that? It is. They've had studies on how laughter works. In fact, I was reading an article on conflict management, and it was dissecting how you can use humor if you're a subordinate or if you're a leader, how you should not use humor. And to tell you the truth, I just was shaking my head and laughing and thinking, hey, if it's funny, it's funny. If we have to look at all the politics behind everything before we say something amusing, then maybe it's not amusing. Why do bees have sticky hair? Because they use honeycombs. So laughter It's a powerful tool for bringing people together, managing conflict, and reducing tension. Why is that? What does laughter do that is so magical? Well, it relieves stress. It elevates your mood. It makes you more resilient because you're not always being beaten down with what's going on around you. Laughter helps you overcome awkwardness or setbacks or problems. It's used as an icebreaker in groups where not everybody knows each other. Laughter gives you a sense of intimacy and connection with the ones you're laughing with. And of course, it's contagious. Very contagious. What do sea monsters eat? Fish and ships. See, don't you feel better? So laughter also helps us to be more creative and to put things in perspective. When we are thinking about something at work that we're working on, and it's complex, and it is taking a lot of our attention, sometimes our minds get so wrapped in focusing on an individual aspect of the problem that we fail to see everything around it. So if we can bring a little humor into what we're doing, that will, not in a bad way, break the intensity. But it'll break the intensity, then we step back, we take a breath, where we've been holding our breath with this complex thing. We take a breath, and what happens? We're breathing, oxygen gets into our lungs and into our brains, and then we can see and think a little more clearly. Ernest Holmes says, each individual maintains his identity in law through his personal use of it. Through his personal use of it. So as we are using the law, whether we know it or not, in our lives, it's personalized for us. Same law, works the same way. For planets, for people, same process, divine creative process. You put something in, it gets processed, it comes out. What you put in that gets processed has a corollary thing that comes out. How many of you have heard garbage in, garbage out? Well, yeah, that's it. So we want to be careful what we wish for, be careful what we put in. So, I have a knock-knock joke for you. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Tank. You're welcome.
Oh, yes.
God has a sense of humor. I tapped into part of it this morning. Evidently, it's working. You're either thinking the jokes are funny or you're laughing that I would even read them out. They're so ridiculous. But it's still laughter, isn't it? It's still a spoonful of humor. And Ernest Holmes wrote the Science of Mind textbook, and he's also the founder of the religious science movement. And on page 41, he writes about a riddle of simplicity. He says, it is a beautiful and true thought to realize that every man stands in the shadow of a mighty mind, a pure intelligence, and a divine givingness. Every man, woman, child, human, everybody. Not alone unto the great comes the soft tread of the unseen ghost. The arrogant have not perceived the simplicity of faith, but the pure in heart see God. The farmer has seen the heavenly host in his fields. Reminds me, if you build it, they will come. The child has frolicked with him at play, watching children play. The mother has clasped him to her breast, and the fond lover has seen him in the eyes of his beloved. So babies, God is in the babies, God is in the beloved, God is in the fields and the harvest, God is in the children at play. Ernest says, we look too far away for reality. We look too far away for reality. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. What kind of tea is hard to swallow? Reality. So how can we lighten up? Knock, knock. Mustache. I must ask you a question, but I'll shave it for later. Actually, my question is, why would you ever want to go through a day without laughter? It, you know, it just, our joy bubbles up, our love bubbles up. We don't have to be ridiculous laughing all day long. We don't have to find everything funny, unless everything happens to be funny in your life that day. But we do want to always have that spoonful of humor. We want to understand that not everything has to be difficult. Not everything requires such serious thought that we have to sneak around and figure things out. You know, how can I deal with this? This is a devastating thing. What kind of shoes do burglars wear? Sneakers. So you don't want burglars to come and steal your joy. You don't want other people to come and take what pleases you, what makes you happy, what amuses you. But you don't have to worry about that. Nobody can take you away from you. The divine is in you. You are God expressing. You are Spirit expressing. I can no more take you away from you than I can take me away from me. It just doesn't work that way. And so we can be amused by things like that. We can be amused that we know that God is all there is, and that we are one with God, that there is nothing outside of the union that we have with the divine. Everything and everyone is a part of God. Absolutely. If we're going to live and move and have our being in the presence of the divine, what does that make us? Part of the presence of the divine. In our quotes this morning that Reverend Mark shared with us, Ernest Holmes said, "We must return the way we came. As little children who know that life is good and to be trusted, we are to approach our problems as though they were not." As though they were not what? As though they were not problems. Because they aren't. problems, to see something as a problem is a perception problem. It's how we choose to see something. Do we choose to see everything as an opportunity? Everything as something wonderful, whether we see exactly how wonderful it is right now or not? How do we choose to perceive things? Because our perception is what our life is. Knock, knock. Noble. Nobel, that's why I knocked. So we want to remember that play is the exaltation of the possible, as Martin Buber told us. And that jokes, humor, puns, and something comical can make us laugh, can make us live more lightly, can help us feel free to appreciate the wonder all around us. We can hope that all is good because we know that hope is the substance of things unseen. And so when we have this hope, using the law, these things then become manifest in front of us. So I'm going to wrap this up with something very special. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hope.
Hope who?
Hope you can still laugh at this great joke. So thank you for your time, your attention, your love, your presence, being right here at this beautiful space. I honor you. I love you. Namaste.